joining us right now is Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He's part of the Gatorade G studio, and we had a chance to walk over there yesterday. We had Matt Castle on yesterday and Joe Montana talking about it, and it's a really cool thing. And it's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. I was in there earlier.
Swank won.
Swank,
he was working.
He's amazing. My favorite one in there is definitely, you'd appreciate this, is the Joe Montana one, the John Taylor.
Solomon
there.
Doesn't like that one.
I can't appreciate that one. That's Solomon. Wrong end of
that's
that
Solomon's
there.
Ring.
That's me in the middle clawing at that guy trying to keep him from hitting the drill.
Yeah. But I think they got the wrong number, Randy. I thought that was a 7. It's not you.
That's him.
You're 51.
He's the other guy. He's
on 7. The other guy?
He's blocking Jim Scow.
Yeah, Swank won. I mean,
yeah, that's a great little studio there.
It is. So, talk about the Gatorade G.
Well, the G is all about the heart, hustle, and the soul of the game. And, you know, their G promotion is about every sport. It's not just about football, basketball, baseball. It's about every athlete in every sport playing at the top of their game. And it's pretty honoring for me to be able to be a part of something like this with Swank and his pictures going, on auction, on NFL auction, and also with all the proceeds going to the retired player charities. It's pretty special event.
How do you get to be a spokesperson for this campaign? I guess you have to play at the top of your game.
You got to go 6 right? to 10.
No, it had to. I think in some ways, though, for you personally, had to. I feel like it was a successful season. I think you've had your coming out. You had moments where you played really well. And obviously, you know, in order to win, it's a team effort. But personally, right. How do you feel about your performance during the 2008 season?
I feel like there were times I played very well and times where I struggled. Consistency is the most important thing in the NFL, and at times I wasn't as consistent as I would have liked to be.
Hey, Aaron, say hello to Darnell Dockett.
Darnell, what's up, man?
Darnell, we got Bob Papa, Randy Cross, Solomon Wilcox. We got Aaron Rodgers here. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, chilling, enjoying this morning.
Always nice to talk to those quarterbacks. You get to chase around once in a while, right, Darnell?
Yeah, we'll see y'all out in Arizona next year.
You hear that, Darnell?
It's all good. You know, come on. You know, just be ready when you come out there.
Hey, you better be careful. You better be careful, Aaron, because if they win on Sunday, you might have them on the opening night. They get their host.
That'd be good.
Well,
got to keep Darnell off me.
Absolutely. Hey, Darnell, talk to us about the football team, just how the practice has been going, and the mindset as you guys get to spend your very last day with the media.
I am so happy.
I bet.
I'm so happy, man.
Don't you enjoy this? What are you talking about?
Nah, not at all, man.
You're supposed to be soaking it all in.
You know what? When you playing on a team that's been an underdog for so long, and you go through the season and you don't get a lot of recognition, you're not used to all the media, so you actually get subtle, and you actually just have your everyday going out without thinking about media. Now all of a sudden, media will ask you 2 million questions, and it's like, damn, I'm tired of doing this, man. I just want to go to practice and do exactly what we've been doing this long trip. So, but I heard that it's mandatory. So,
hey Darnell, I'm gonna tell you what the alternative is. You could be here with us and sitting in Aaron Rodgers' chair, promoting Gatorade and their G campaign. And I'm sure Aaron would prefer to be where you're at doing the interviews. What about that, Aaron?
Oh, yeah, I don't think you'll mind that that check you get after all this.
No, you're right. I mean, I'm not taking, not being thankful, for the situation I'm in. I'm very thankful, but it's just, wake up in the morning and you eat breakfast and you go do media every day. And it's like, man, you usually wake up and go lift weights and study your film and get ready for football practice. And, the basics now is like it's taking you out your routine, especially when guys ask you like the same dumb questions. You just be like, jeez, man, come on. You got to ask a better question than that. You know what I mean? It's early in the morning. You had all night to think about your questions.
Aaron Rodgers, you're a quarterback. You have to do these production meetings. You do a lot of media press conferences every single week. How much of it where you get to the point where you're like, hey, I'm done talking, I just want to play football?
Well, I think Darnell knows as much as I do. You get your answers, and you ask the same questions every week by different people, and you figure out the answers you want to give, and you try and be as honest as possible. But But give them what they need and move on to the next question.
Darnell, what's the one question? You mentioned all the questions. What's the one that you're just sick of hearing?
How to bring down Ben Roethlisberger? Like, that's like been the number one question. And they constantly ask that question in so many ways. Hey, how do you bring down Ben Roethlisberger? Is Ben Roethlisberger easy to bring down? How would you tackle him? Would you tackle him by his leg? Would you help him up if you knocked him down? Like, what the hell?
Wow.
I'm like, you know, I've been playing football in the NFL for 5 years. Have you ever seen me help a quarterback up?
Yeah, I didn't see Strahan, Tuck, and Hugh Manure helping Brady up last year.
Right.
After 17 hits.
You know, it's crazy, though, man. You know, and then you're around here, and all these guys ask you all these questions, and they shake their head, yeah. But in the back of their mind, I know they're like, Pittsburgh gonna kill him. I hear Pittsburgh gonna kill him.
Hey, well, you're done with the media after today. How fast do you think these next 3 days will go for you so you can get out the game?
It'll be going real smooth, man. You're gonna get back to the routine. You know, me personally, I'm a guy that like to lift weights around 6:37 in the morning. You know, go, you know, sit in the hot tub and then get ready for practice. You know, that's the way I've been operating. So to get back on the schedule for these next few days, man, it's gonna be huge to me. And I'm actually going to tell my media people I don't want to do no more interviews or nothing, man. I just want to focus on this game.
Well, good. This is it for you. You get done with this morning. Tomorrow you're back to kind of your team feel, and good luck in the game on Sunday.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on. Good luck to you next year, Aaron.
Thank you. Tell JJ I said what's up.
Okay, I will.
All right.
All right, Darnell Dockett joining us.
Can you imagine that, Aaron? They're tired of it all. I mean, you know, for a young player who's got a lot. That's right. You know, you've got. I'm sure this is where you want to be.
It is. I can imagine Kurt's even more tired of it, and Ben as well.
Have you talked to J.J. Arrington since this whole process?
I haven't. I haven't.
Yeah.
I've. Ben and I are buddies. I talked to Ben a little bit. I haven't talked to J.J., but I saw J.J. last year. I'm very happy for him. He's doing a nice job as a third down back. I'm not sure what his status is, if he's going to be able to play. I know he got banged up a little bit in the last game, but it's fun when you know guys on different teams. And, you know, obviously knowing Ben and the kind of guy he is, you know, it'd be sweet for him to win a second Super Bowl. But J.J., you know, playing with him at college, it'd be fun for him and Kurt. You know, what a story Kurt's been this season. For them to get a Super Bowl would be pretty sweet for them as well.
It's got to get you pretty fired up. For 09, I mean, I know 08's not done yet, but knowing guys, just it's got to get you even more enthusiastic about getting into the program and going.
I can't wait. You know, after as disappointing as the season was, after that last game, I woke up the next day. I said, man, I can't wait for the next practice, the next anything we got to do as far as when we're a team. And that's your mindset, and that's, I tell you, Green Bay is in mourning right now until we start. Back up in March, and we'd start talking football again.
We appreciate a couple minutes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
good luck
Aaron.
Next season. Aaron Rodgers joining us here on the program. Who knows? He might have a date on opening night in Arizona against the Cardinals.